Message number 1070. To demand the rights of Christians will be tantamount to breaking the law. Monday, March 10, 2014 at 15:30. My dearly beloved daughter, very soon you will hear a number of announcements by impostors who have infiltrated my house on earth. The heresies which will come tumbling out of their mouths and by their acts will result in new laws which defile the Word of God, which will be forced upon all those who are faithful to the Word. The sacraments will become fewer and the number of Masses will slowly be withdrawn until they are rarely held. Every excuse will be made, but all of this will hide the real reason behind their motives. You, my beloved followers, are witnessing everything which my beloved mother foretold at La Salette and Fatima. You must understand that the plan is to desecrate every church of God before the Antichrist sits on the throne in my temple in all his vile glory. Those who demand answers will be ignored and later ridiculed for daring to question those who claim to lead my church on earth. Every sin in the eyes of God will eventually be dismissed. Not only will sin be rejected, but will be presented in every vile form upon my altar. The abolition of sin will be seen in the indoctrination of children's education. Children especially will be force-fed heresies. They will be told that if they do not accept these teachings, that they will be guilty of judging harshly those who declare sin to be a good thing. Children will be instructed to never openly proclaim the Word of God in the presence of others for fear of being accused of being anti-human rights. Any attempt to promote morality in any way amongst the young will be violently opposed and condemned. Christians and those who publicly declare their right to implement Christian teachings will be beaten down and silenced. Their words will become whispers and people will be ashamed to admit they are Christians. And while the rights of non-Christians will be upheld, it will be the rights of atheists which will be declared to be of paramount importance. As I have told you, hatred against Christians will mount on the outside of my church. Then on the inside it will be taken apart piece by piece until nothing is left but a shell. The bricks and mortar will still be in place, but my church on earth as you know it will have changed beyond your understanding. My people are my people, those who will uphold the holy word of God and who continue to avail of the holy sacraments which will be made available to you by my brave and courageous sacred servants who will never desert me. When you hear my word, contained in the written word and passed down for centuries in my father's book, being questioned and analyzed with a desire to rewrite it, then you must know this. I do not authorize such heresy. I condemn these traitors because of the souls they will lead astray. You too must never listen to anyone who tells you to deny my word. Soon you will see every law in your countries and churches change to welcome every kind of sin and legislate for this. Both sets of laws will blend together as one until eventually the Word of God will not be discussed or adhered to. To demand the rights of Christians will be tantamount to breaking the law and will be punishable in many ways. For those of you who do not believe that these things are possible, then you will sadly witness these things in your own lifetime and as foretold. How many of you will remain true to my word? My teachings? Not many. Yet it is those who say that they honor me now and who are dedicated to my church who will be the first ones to turn their backs on the truth. Your Jesus,